Report, FBI investigating mortgage fraud claims against New York AG Letitia James. By Amy Furr on May 8, 2025. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James, D., who has targeted President Donald Trump, regarding alleged mortgage fraud. A source told the New York Post that joining in the action is the U.S. Attorney's Office in Albany, the outlet said on Thursday. Federal Housing Finance Agency Director William Pulte recently asked the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, to investigate James. New York's Northern District, where Pulte's referral was steered, is led by U.S. Attorney John Sarsoni III, an ally of President Trump, the Post article said. Pulte alleged James falsified records to get favorable loans on two homes, one residence in Virginia and one in Brooklyn. James reportedly indicated the house in Virginia would be her main residence while serving as New York's Attorney General. She is also accused of misrepresenting the number of units in the Brooklyn home. She could face charges that include wire fraud, mail fraud, bank fraud, and false statements to a financial institution. In regard to the Brooklyn home that is a five-family property, James has allegedly said in building permit applications and mortgage documents that it only has four units, per Breitbart News. The Post report said James has previously dismissed the allegations as baseless and claimed the referral was part of a revenge tour by the president because she brought civil fraud charges against him and his company, the Trump Organization. In February 2024, after Judge Arthur Engoron leveled the $354 million fine against Trump in the case James brought, James said, "Everyone must play by the same rules." Breitbart News's Joel B. Polak wrote. But a review of 70 years of legal history by the Associated Press showed no precedent whatsoever for suing an entrepreneur or business for allegedly inflating real estate values when there was no victim that suffered any damage. Indeed, the record suggests that James held Trump to different rules. Conservative lawyer Mike Davis told James in November, "We will put your fat ass in prison if she kept trying to weaponize the law against Trump in his second term," for Breitbart News. He also said, "So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again." Social media users commented on the recent Post report, one person writing, "Good to see the feds get involved. Now maybe something real will happen. If it got left at the state level, she would likely skate. What goes around comes around. This is what poetic justice looks like," another user said.